We'll first mention several halachas that are relevant. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in Simin Bov that often people daven slichas in the morning and then they make a bracha on the Tiras Yadayim and Birchas HaTorah. So the question is regarding Birchas HaTorah in the course of this week. Must one say Birchas HaTorah prior to Slichas? So generally, those that don't argue that they're not saying it derech limud. Birchas HaTorah is obligatory when one is involved in limud HaTorah. But if one says Slichos derech tfilo bakosha, there's no requirement for Birchas HaTorah that preceded. That's the contention of those that don't say Birchas HaTorah. Regarding the Tiras Yadayim, one should not be mafsik so much. One should make a bracha, bimkomo, or one should have recourse to the facilities after one complete slichas and then say that bracha. But it seems pretty clear, Mikra Adin, that one should make Birchas HaTorah prior to slichas. So that's the general conception. And it's mefurish in the Mishnah Berurah and Hilchos Birchas HaShachar. The one should say Birchas HaTorah prior to that. The Ramah writes in Siman Mem Vav, Siv Tes, he says, Sheaminig b'nei haslichos, Shemispalin slichos, Yachagim mevorchim ala Torah. But then he writes, Dinogu l'sad di Birchas HaTorah miyad, Acha Birchas HaShiyotza. The Mishnah Berurah says over there, and the Ramah says, Nogu l'sad there. The meaning is to be machmir, not to say any psukim before Birchas HaTorah. So the correct practice is to say Birchas HaTorah, and that's what one should do. That's item number one. Item number two, which also is not an uncommon feature, someone who comes late to shul for slichas. So now the question is, what should one do? The issue of Ashrei. Ashrei precedes the slichas. I'll discuss it momentarily. If one says Ashrei, in some situations, you might miss the entire slichas. So perhaps one could argue that one should say slichas together with the tzibur, because Ashrei maybe is not an integral part of the slichas itself. But it's very clear, I heard from our Soloveitchik Zatzal a number of times, and that's what we'll discuss momentarily, that one should say Ashrei before one begins slichas. So in that vein, we'll just discuss a bit about the structure of slichas. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, a famous Gemara, that in the context, in the wake of the Cheder Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu interceded and yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, that Klal Yisrael should be able to achieve Kapora, and the Ribbono Shel Olam responded, "B'shor sheyisol chotim yasu l'fana k'seder azeh, v'ani emcholahem." They should follow the following seder, and then the Ribbono Shel Olam said, "I'll grant them mechila." When you look at the slichos, you'll see that essentially you have a compilation of psukim, primarily from Tehillim, and at the very beginning, the introduction, of course, you'll notice in the Shomei Tefillah, Odech L'Kol Basar Yavo, you have really here three ideas. Number one, Lo b'chesed v'lo b'masim banu l'fanecha, ki dalem u'kiroshim dafakti b'losecha. It expresses the helplessness of man, the wretchedness of his being, the fact that we are not roi, we're not worthy of coming before Hashem Yisbarach. We're coming as dalim b'roshim, as individuals who are unsuited, not worthy. We're knocking on the door, and of course we're asking Hashem to give us rachmim b'tachnunim. No al tishiveinu rekom b'fonecha. He should not respond to us b'ofen shlili. We want Hashem to respond to us. So the Second idea is the fact that Hashem is merciful and Hashem forgives the sins of man. He erases man's iniquity. He bestows chesed v'rachamim. That's the second yesod that's found here in the Akdama to the Slichos. Thirdly, you have here many psukim that portray the majesty of Hashem Yisbarach, His omnipotence in nature, how Hashem rules the universe from the flying nebula to small insects that creep on the ground. So you have these three yesodis that are embedded in the Akdama to Slichas. I'm amazed by the skillful compilation of the psukim. And when one reads them, you don't even have a sense that it's a compilation from many different portions of Tanakh. It seems to form one cohesive unit. So we have no right to approach Hashem Yisbarach. We're banging on Hashem's doors like paupers and beggars. In the context of Slichos, even though sometimes we know the majesty of the human being comes to the fore, in the context of Slichos, we are lowly beings. We are small creatures. And that seems to be the focus of this entire tefillah. Slichos has in it several other elements that are also quite critical. I'll just mention a halachic issue. Someone actually today spoke to me about it. Notice something very interesting. Rishonim actually were very critical of this issue. The Balei HaSlichos went ahead, took psukim, and converted them from Lashon Yochid to Lashon Rabbi. For example, Hashem Boker Tishma Koleinu Boker Naruch Loch Unitzape. The pasuk itself in Tehillim in Perakei is Balashon Yochid. Hashem Boker Tishma Koli Boker Erech Loch Batzape. Similarly, in Shema Koleinu we recite Al Tashlichenu Milfanecha Ruach Kotshecha Al Tikach Mimenu. In Tehillim Nun Aleph, the pasuk is Al Tashlicheni Milfanecha Ruach Kotshecha Al Tikach Mimeni. How is it permissible to change a pasuk, change it from Lashon Yochid to Lashon Rabbi? So there were Rishonim who rejected these changes and ruled that it's not permissible. There's a tshuva of the Tashbetz by Arichus. He defends the present situation and he offers a very interesting heichacha, which to me is quite conclusive and quite convincing. He says, even Anshei Knesset HaGdola also did this. And we know the Gemara says Anshei Knesset HaGdola were misaking Brachas Kedushas Tfilas HaGdolos. That's the Lashon Gemara in Brachas. Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal often noted that Rashi, a number of times in Shas, Rashi always mentions in the context of Anshei Knesset HaGdola, Ubeinam Kamen Levim. What they did was, whatever they composed was be Ruach Nebuah. And just to give you one example, probably the most famous that the Tashbis mentions, Refa'enu Hashem b'nei Rafe, in the Shemoneh Esrei, Lashon Rabbim. In general, the Shemoneh Esrei is the Lashon Rabbim, Hoshienu b'nei Vashaya, Kisi Lasenu Rata. But the marker is a Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, well-known Pasuk, Perek Yud Zayin, where Yirmiyahu says, Refa'eni Hashem b'nei Rafe, Hoshienu b'nei Vashaya, Kisi Lasenu Rata. So if Anshei Knesset HaGdola says the Tashbetz, they changed the Pasuk from Lashon Yochid to Lashon Rabbim, and apparently it's permissible. They use the license of the poetry. I'm not suggesting what I'm about to say that we should follow. What did Rav Soloveitchik do? He changed to Lashon Yochid. Kedarko b'kodesh. But that's not the meaning of Klal Yisrael. 99.99% of Klal Yisrael just follows what it says over here. And essentially, the Levush and many others already point out that Slichas is like Shemoneh Esrei. The structure, the construction of Slichas is Domeh to Shemoneh Esrei from beginning to end. I mentioned a few moments ago about Asherei, what Tosfos writes in Brachos, and Rishonim mentioned, Lama b'tfila mitoch divrei Torah, whatever that means, that needs a separate shiur. but Ashri is a matir for that which follows. And so too, the Slichos is constructed in the form of Shmoneh Esrei. Now in Shmoneh Esrei, we have no right to petition Hashem Yisbarach or to plead with him before we say Shvacho Shel Mokon. That's a Gemara. Lo'olam Yisadar Adam, Shivcho Shel Mokon, Be'achaka Yisbalel, Gemara derives from the Psukim, beginning with Eschanan, Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem to, he begged to enter Eretz Yisrael, Eschanan L'Hashem, Ba'isahi Le'mor, Hashem Elokim, Ato Achilaisa, La'aros Es Abdecho, Es Godlecho, So after he engages in Shevach, so that's a halacha, a clear din, that we don't have bakosha in the Shalosh Rishonos of the Shmoneh Esrei. So first we have Shivcho Shel Mokon, which consists of Avos, Gvuros, and Kedushas Hashem. I once heard the Rav Zatzal say a shir of several hours, where he showed how these three appear in the introduction to the Slichas. Avos, Gevuros, and Kedushas Hashem. That's halacha psuka. And since the essence, the epicenter of Slichas consists of bakosha, petition, pleading with Hashem Yisbarach, you cannot plead with Hashem Yisbarach or ask Slicha till you recite Shivcho Shel Mokon. First it has to be Shvachim B'Kilusim, and only then subsequently could you engage in any kind of bakosha, as I just mentioned, in the context of Moshe Rabbeinu. When one looks at the Slichos, so one notices after the introduction, and then we have the primary and preeminent element of Slichos consists of bakosha. But again, if you look in the beginning, Shomea Tefillah, the Gvuros of Hashem Yisbarach are relatively apparent. Ata forarta ba'ozich hayam. Ata hitzavto kogulos oretz. How should we translate that? I don't have my art scroll. You shatter the ways of the sea. I don't need your art scroll. You establish the borders of the earth. Thank you. What do we do before art scroll? So these are recitals. It's good that you have it done. They did a wonderful job. These are recitals of the Gvuros of Hashem Yisbarach, His omnipotence, His majesty. And then we say, Nikad Mofanu B'Soido, B'Smiros Nariyalo, Kel Naretz B'Soid Kedoshim Rabba, try to translate that as well. We'll greet you with thanks. We'll sing your praise. Hashem is praised by those who are holy. That's identical to Kedush Hashem. Means we're just showing you how we have Gevuros and then Kedush Hashem, which is the functional equivalent of the Kedusha recited in Shmoneh Esrei. And then we have the other components of Slichos, which of course are Yud Gimel Mido Shavachamim. Slichos without vidui is not slichos. There's a famous machlokes between the Goyin and others. How many times the vidui has to be recited? Came out in every slichos, you'll find vidui recited three times. Minhag HaGrua is only to say it one time. That also needs a separate discussion. What's the practice over here? Once. You follow Minhag HaGrua? Unfortunately, you don't follow most of Minhag HaGrua. Just it's selected. Okay, maybe you'll explain to me one day why that's so. I'm not against it. And how does Slichos conclude? It concludes with, we have Shema Koleinu, which is the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. And then at the end, we have short Tfilos, Aneinu. Aneinu Hashem Aneinu, Mishan al Avram Avinu, Asir Laman Amitecha, which probably goes back to the time of the second Beis Hamikdash. It's quite possible that Asir Laman Amitecha was recited in the Beis Hamikdash when they marched with the Lulavim around the Mizbeach. I think our practice is to recite Aseh L'man HaMitecha on one of the days of Sukkot, if I recall correctly, when we march with Lulavim around the Sefer Torah. Usually, whenever we have tfilos in Aramaic, with the exception of those that I mentioned, the Zohar, like Brich Shmei, they're very ancient. They're translated into Aramaic. That was the vernacular of Klal Yisrael during the time of the second Beis Hamikdash. It's hard to know how much Lashon HaKodesh was spoken during the second Beis Hamikdash. Had they all spoken Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh, the Talmud Yerushalmi would not be written in Aramaic. The Mishnah was written in Lashon HaKodesh because I imagine the elite spoke Lashon HaKodesh, but the masses spoke Aramaic. And thus, those documents which had to be understood by the crowd were translated into Aramaic in order to allow the average person to know what obligations they assumed and what duties they were required to discharge. Even Kiyum Shtoros, that the Gemara speaks about, were translated into Aramis, into Aramaic, the days of the second Beis Hamikdash. And similarly, here, the Tfilos of Rachmona Da'ani Lani Anena, are very ancient, going back. And as I said, because of the nature of what exactly, how language was utilized, so that's in Aramaic. So, Sach HaKol, we have really four components of Slichas. One are the compilation of Psukim at the beginning, Yud Gimel Milah Shavachamim, the second element, the three Viduyim, and the short Tfilos, but essentially, we're talking about Adin Shemon Esrei. Rav Soloveitchik was noyeg to stand with his feet together the entire Slichas because of Adin Shemon Esrei. So just one last comment on the Lashon of Kedalim Ukurashim, the fact of Losecha. Loid Bechesev, Loid Bemasim, Bonu Lefanecha. We're not coming to Hashem, Nisbarach, because of our manifold, wondrous deeds, good deeds that we've done, but rather, Kedalim Ukurashim. There's a sense of Eim Asadin, a sense of fright, of fear. We really don't have the wherewithal to approach Hashem Yisbarach in a proper kind of way. We are not noki from chet, and a person is going to be nidon on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We have to begin to be misurer in order to enter these days in a proper kind of way. Pasuk says in Dvarim, we're going to read it this coming week in Nitzavim. V'shapta al Hashem alokecha v'shamata b'keiloi. That's the tshuva that's required. And a moment later, Umol Hashem Asolgecha is Lubavicha Vislavav Zarecha. So Ramban writes Barichos over there, Milas Halev. And that's what's required in the context of the recital of Slichos. We are very much Shakua in materialism, in Chomrius, and the Nefesh is Rachok from Hashem Yisbarach. Often we are nichshol in all kinds of maisim that are inappropriate, whether it's in midos, whether it's in dibur, whether it's in machshava, whether it's in bitul teira. And now we have to be misurer. That's what the slichos come to tell us, to wake up, as the Rambam writes, Hu yishenim mishnaschem, v'nirdomim, mitardimaschem, v'chipsu b'maaseichem, v'zichu barachem. And we have to do tshuva. That's really the call of slichos. And unfortunately, the Rebbeinu Shem sometimes says, "Madu abasri beinish karasri beineina." The pasuk Yeshayo. Rabbi says here, the Rebbeinu Shem is present, Melech Basode in Chedesh Elul, and somehow we're not responsive. We don't respond. The abit vein oizer. The Rabbi says, "Ve'eshtoymein vein semech." Rabbi Yeshayo again. So we have to, dafka, respond as best we can. And the psukim that really say this are in this week's parsha, and the Torah has the following very frightening description of the olos and klolos. V'haya b'shomo es dibri ha'ola azayis, v'izbarech b'lvavo le'imo shalom yeli, ki b'shri l'sri b'elech, if a person continues on his merry way, le'man tzfeis ha'rabos atzmeya, lo yeve Hashem sloach loy. And Chazal indicates sois harovas atzmeya, very difficult expression. The big machlokes of Rishonim, how to interpret that expression. Lohisiv shogig al mezid. Person hears olos and it leaves no roshim on him, has no impression, doesn't change him, doesn't move him. But rather, misborech bilvav olemo shalom yeli. I'll continue on my merry way. Rachmanu litzlan. Then even that which we did b'shogeg becomes mezid. So in effect, Ribbono Shel Olam is asking us, is pleading with us. He wants us to do tshuva. He wants us to be misurer. He wants us to change. That's what Rabbi Yehuda writes in Shari Tshuva and Shari Beis. He says that there are two elements that should be misurer a person to do tshuva. One is Shmias Dibrei Torah, and two is the Yom HaDin. The Yom HaDin miskarev v'hoylech, comes closer and closer. Person thinks shalom yeli. So the Torah says, leman tzfois harobas atzmeya, if we don't undergo some change, some movement, lo yeve Hashem sloach lo. And that's a davar chamur me'od. That's something which is, the enormity of it cannot even be measured. Here we come to ask Hashem for rachamim, but the rachamim, of course, is predicated upon our doing tshuva, altering our behavior, changing. So there has to be at least minimalistic yisoyrus. And that's exactly what the tefillah of Hashem Yisbarach is, to be misoyrer, and unquestionably, slichos and tefillah mima'amakim. I'll just end with the Lashon Rabbeinu Yonah. He's talking about people, she'enam orchim, machshov istomid, lizbeinim b'iras Hashem, nemer aleyem, usi yirosem, usi mitzah, noshim ulubodah. And then the Rachmanu Litzlan, the Navi tells us what the owner shall be. If someone is not aroused, hidden in Yosef, Rachman Litzlan, the result could be catastrophic. So here we have a golden opportunity to come before Hashem Yisbarach and me ma'or ourselves. And unquestionably, we know that if we are misoirer, if we arouse ourselves to do tshuva, small steps, there's no question, Ribbono Shel Olam will accept our tefillos. V'yoshev el Hashem birachameyu, v'yel elokeinu ki abel l'slach.